I'm Matt.
We're back on In Focus News Radio KMAN. I'm Brandon Peoples, and our next segment features K-State Research and Extension, and we've actually got three guests standing by here. We've got County Extension Director from Riley County, Gary Fike. Good morning, Gary.
Good morning.
We have Megan Doherty, Family and Consumer Sciences Agent. Good morning, Megan.
Good morning.
And John Job, who's the 4-H agent here in Riley County. Good morning.
Morning, Brandon.
Well, this is a difficult week for a lot of folks here, and you guys, I know, do so much for the community. And we'll start with Gary first. There's a lot of financial stresses happening on a lot of folks here. What can the research and extension offer as far as advice or support here during these difficult times?
Well, a few of the things that we need to remind people of, and this, it's a critical time, and there's people that have lost their jobs, and that creates a whole new set of stressors on folks. And so for those who have lost their jobs, a little bit of advice that we would try to hand out is, you need to, you have a limited income or maybe a reduced income, maybe your hours have been cut back. The biggest thing for people in those straits is to remember to protect the four walls. And those four walls are their housing, their rent, their mortgage payment, whatever that might be. Food, so that they can feed their families. You need to keep your utilities on, and Governor Kelly has issued a statement that no one will get the utilities cut off if they can't pay their bills, so there's a little relief there. And then last thing is transportation. You know, if you have a job so you can get to work, if you don't have a job so you can get out and look for work. So those are the four walls that we talk about a lot, about the things that people really need to watch out for. Anything beyond that is extras, is luxuries. Of course, we're limited because so many businesses are closed, and we feel terrible for those folks, and they're facing their own struggles. But those are the things that people need to look out for. The income tax site being shut down has created a whole new set of issues. The IRS has given people a 90-day extension to pay their taxes. So that's July 15th. If you owe money to the IRS, you still have to file by April 15th. And that's an important reminder for everyone. And then if you're getting a refund, they're supposed to be on schedule with the refunds for folks that have filed and are due money back. It's imperative that in this time you use that money wisely, either to pay down debt, pay your regular bills, or whatever else that are necessities, and not spending that in a fashion that can cause you heartache down the road. So using that refund money wisely is probably paramount to the times that we're in. And if you do need money and you are out of work, you have a 401k, a 403b, an IRA, a Roth, avoid taking money out on that because you will pay a 10% tax penalty on that. Plus, you'll have to include that on as income on next year's tax return for 2020 that you'll file in 2021. Because as an example, for someone who's in the 24% tax bracket, if you withdraw even $5,000, you'll end up paying about $1,700 in taxes and penalties back, so your net is only $3,400. So avoid doing that. Look for other sources of income. If you've got friends, if you've got relatives, if you've got a bank that's willing to help see you through those things, go that route instead of trying to take money out of your retirement account if you're under age 59 and a half. So those are some tips on the financial end.
All right. Yeah, it's going to be a tough time. Yeah, and the essentials, that's what you pay first here. If you got anything on top of that, try to cut back as much as possible.
Yes, sir.
Well, Megan, what can we do here at home? Because a lot of us are stuck, can't go out, can't do the luxury things that we want to do. What would you suggest for people who are stuck at home?
Yeah, so especially during these times, mental health really comes into effect. Start thinking about that a little bit more and what we can do to support mental health when we are in these social distancing situations at home in particular. So I just encourage everybody to try and stay active as much as possible, whether that's physical activity or you're exercising your mind, doing some kind of activity that way. Just something to look forward to each day. there are a lot of resources out there with all the COVID-19 going on that people are working to get on the internet, but not everybody has access to the internet. So just doing anything with what you have at home, doesn't have to be anything crazy by any means, but just moving your body, whether it's stretching, walking around your house. If you have some soup cans, you can lift those up and down, you know, just doing things with what you have at home, but just trying to stay as active as possible to kind of hopefully prevent some of those mental health crises when you can get from being at home for such a long time. So another thing is just, even if you can't be physically active, most people have access to a phone. So just calling somebody to talk to, even though you can't see them face-to-face, just staying in contact with family, friends, those kind of things, just to help with your mental health a little bit.
You know, it's a great time probably to do some meal prepping. And there's a little bit of limited groceries right now at the stores. So maybe some good recipe time here, you think?
Yeah, that is true for sure. As you said, there is definitely some shortages out there right now. Hopefully that'll improve over the next couple weeks. I think that initial crisis period is kind of finally coming to an end. Hopefully they're starting to stock a little bit more. But yeah, just being prepared, keeping things on hand that won't go bad. A lot of people think that you have to have fresh fruits and vegetables all the time, where frozen fruits and vegetables and canned fruits and vegetables are just as nutritious as the fresh. So keeping those on hand, just remember to watch the sodium quality there and that your fruits aren't in high fructose corn syrup, that they're in your natural juices with that. You can always make some meals ahead of time, pop those in the freezer so they're ready to go. But there are also some resources on the internet that are great. One I like is called Supercook, and what you do is you just input the ingredients that you have on hand, some of those staple items, and it can pull up recipes to help you out in those tough situations. But, you know, when you're in need, you can get pretty creative with what you have on hand.
Absolutely, you can, that's for sure. Let's bring on John Jobe here on the show. John, how is 4-H managing this with all the volunteer staff that you have?
Well, and so kind of the blanket statement before I go into the youth development piece is just a reminder that, you know, as Briley County Extension, we are still here. We are not going underground. Obviously, we are a great resource for what you've already heard with concern to financials as well as anything family and consumer science related. We are trying to do informational posting on Facebook. So any of our listeners out there, I'd encourage you to go onto our Facebook page in the coming weeks. We are not going to stop with the educational delivery across our social media platforms. So, Extension by Nature is incredibly resilient and innovative. And so, you know, I wouldn't say we are excited to take on this challenge, but we are definitely here to take on this challenge. So stay tuned with us. Like I said, get out on Facebook. With concern to youth development, I think our challenge right now is really twofold. It's one, how are we going to continue to engage our volunteers that are working with our core youth development population? So this would be, working with them to really be innovative themselves, is how can they, you know, maybe get in an online platform. We use Zoom a lot, maybe use tools such as YouTube to continue to engage our 4-H'ers across the county. You know, they're not going to be able to meet face-to-face and in person, which is too bad. But at the same time, I still think we can have a quality experience in those online platforms. So, you know, clubs may not be meeting in the same space, but they can definitely meet face-to-face, not face-to-face, but see each other's faces in an online platform such as Zoom or, you know, FaceTime or something like that. The second tier would be how can we continue to work to engage our youth directly with, you know, innovative project experiences and programmatic initiatives. And that's kind of where that, like I said, that Facebook platform comes in. If you pay attention to us in the next couple of weeks, you're going to see different individuals that are experts. I just this morning heard back from one of our rock experts here in Riley County, who's going to do some videos on, you know, rock identification. We'll do some different, like, art project type of stuff. Megan, you had said you're going to do a what type of video? Something you were talking about before.
Oh, just different things for kids to do. So whether it's art-related, craft-related, doing some physical activity videos, those kind of things.
You know, Brandon, the other thing worth mentioning, and I don't know where this will land, but as our educators gear up across the state of Kansas and here in Riley County, you know, we have strong partnerships with teachers here, and, you know, are in the classrooms. And so kind of my brain goes towards how can we support those educators as they are handed their mission for the remainder of the semester. So that will be to be determined. We don't know exactly what that's going to look like yet, but we are definitely here to support those individuals as well. So youth development shall continue.
Last question here for you. How will this impact the fair and then fair projects? Do we know yet?
That's probably something we don't know, Brandon. It's a big question. It's a big what if. I presented that question in the extension, the Zoom meeting we had yesterday, and honestly, we just can't say. We don't know. There are so many moving parts to that. We're preparing for it as if it's going to happen. We're going to go ahead and order the awards. We're going to go ahead and hire judges. We're going to go ahead and, you know, plan on everything as we normally would, but one never knows. So it's really hard to get it. And it's the thing that's probably in my mind the most right now, because it's such a huge event and involves so many people, has a huge economic impact on Manhattan and the surrounding area. So I just don't know. I wish I could tell you, but we're gonna continue to prepare for it like it's going to happen.
All right. Well, we got to wrap up. We got to get to our next segment. We appreciate you guys coming up and giving us an update here this morning. Thank you so much.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks so much for your coverage.
All right. Stay tuned. More In Focus after this on News Radio KMAN.